Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
First Works, how are we doing? It's a blessing to gather here. Are you getting ready for the multiple services ahead of us? Or you think we are going to have just one church service on a Sunday morning? Then you've not really calculated well. Yeah. So, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you that we made it to this evening's meeting. Thank you that we are not taking this privilege lightly. Thank you that we are not trivializing this blessing. Thank you that you have given us wisdom to treasure this blessing. Let your mighty will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
You may please be seated. Do we have any scriptures coming up? Or the person is not here? I can't see anyone there. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We are grateful for this beautiful opportunity this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beautiful. Nice evening. And I'm happy you made it through the traffic. This evening, we are continuing. What have we been talking about the past few weeks? How to start a bus center. No, so, all right. What have we learned? What are the points I have taught you about how to start a bus center? Number one is what? Look into your notes. Count the cost. And all these teachings are going to appear on the podcast so that you can go there and listen and pray with it. We are coming up with a new schedule for enhanced prayer in the church. We are going to come up with different regimes and prayer targets for every leader. Because you don't pray. Yeah. She's a very honest girl. We don't pray. Which is also a sign that anybody who doesn't pray is not deep. Why? Because when we say something is deep, it means that thing can't be seen. there are things that are above the ground. We see them. You see the building. Are you aware there's a part of this building you can't see? Yeah. And that is what holds the building. If that thing is not there, this place, you don't want to enter it. Especially in the rainy season with winds. Yeah. So what is above here, we can see, is being enjoyed because of what is under. So when we say deep, going deeper, one of the meanings of going deeper is doing things that people don't see. I preached a message many years ago. The title is, "What Are You Hiding?" What are you hiding? It's a very important message you should look for to listen. It's on my Flaming Fire podcast. What are you hiding? Because there must be things. You see, the more carnal a person is, you can tell people who are carnal, but don't tell them they are carnal. Just look at it. You see that a lot of their things are about outward activities. They are very good organizers. Very good makers of things to happen. But you will see that they lack a certain fine spirituality. Don't speak with scriptures. Don't. You know they don't pray because they are always not talking to somebody. Because when you don't talk to somebody, you shouldn't be able to pray. Anybody who doesn't talk to somebody and is praying is either not born again or doesn't respect God's word or doesn't know God's word. Because you can't talk to God that you can't see. When you don't talk to a man that you can see. So he said, if you are going to give a gift at the altar and you remember that somebody has a problem with you, not that you are angry with the person, like somebody is not happy with you, leave your gift at the altar and go and sort out the issue and then come and give. You see, because Christianity is characterized, our emblem is a cross. The sign, the mark, the sign of Christianity is a cross. And to have a cross, you need not only a vertical bar, you also need a horizontal bar. So to be a proper Christian, you don't only relate vertically with God above. You must also relate horizontally with your neighbor, one to another, like this. So anybody you meet who doesn't do this, but always talks like this, is an antichrist. It's not a real person. It's not a real person. Someone who can insult his pastor, damn the church and walk about, but he has verses about God and God is great and God is... You are looking at somebody who is a very dangerous person. Because God is both this and this. So mark people. If you are sitting here, for instance, and you and somebody, like there's a quarrel that you can't solve and sort out the quarrel. You are not a Christian. You are just a social church member. You're not a practicing Christian. You're not a fundamentalist. Mm-hmm. So the point I am making to all of us today is that as we progress, we are going to build the First Works Church on the platform of prayer. We are going to ensure that this environment becomes inimical, unbearable, irritating, not desirable by people who don't pray. You will feel well here. Because the church we are copying from is the Acts of the Apostles Church. And it was a church of prayer. Prayer. So expect soon let me read a verse to you. I learned a verse yesterday. And the verse really blessed me. You will notice. Thank you, Jesus. If I don't find it, we'll continue. I'll share it with you another time. I can't grasp it now. But when I do, I'll share it with you. Yes, so what was the next point? The first point is count the cost. Are the messages on podcast already? They're not on podcast yet. So what's the next point? How do you start a bus center? I can't hear you. Don't be desperate. The next you don't write notes, eh? Two or three is enough. Okay. Yes. The next one. Don't be in a hurry. Yeah. I've taught very, very powerfully on these points. And very soon, we are going to have prayer rallies. Yes, because we are going to have all kinds of prayer in the church. So get ready to pray. Then what's the next point? Pray for and recruit pillars. Okay. What's the next point? That's all. Okay. Today, I want to talk about recruiting pillars. How many of you are bus center leaders? Let me see. That's a lot of us. A lot of us. Beautiful. So soon, every hand that is raised is going to have other bus centers. You are going to give birth to other bus centers. And soon, in First Works, we are going to have regional satellite churches that are going to model ministry and become the basis for the regional work. But a few things are being done before we start. So today, I want to share with you about the importance of having pillars in what you are doing. One of the major requirements before you start anything worthwhile is to think pillars. A pillar is a helper, a dependable helper. That is really the definition of a pillar. A dependable helper. And when you have any assignment, one of the things you must do before you carry out an assignment is that you must believe. You see, there's a very wonderful scripture that Psalm 39, verse 5. I really like this evening's meeting. You know, 40 years ago, 39 years, 38 years, when I got born again, 38 years ago, we used to have evening services like this. Few people in the church, in our church, few. And our pastor will be teaching us a verse, explains a verse. We learn a song. We learn a song, new song. Oh, Charlie. But it's coming back.
Amen.
It's coming back. Verse 5 of Psalm 39, it says, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." This is the verse that makes you lose confidence in your 1,000 approach to life. Yeah, your best. And most of us are not in our best state anyway. But let's assume that we are in our best state. I mean, top, most, finest, most powerful. Every man. So when you find someone who is doing something and the person is alone. You see, that is why the church we have is the way it is. Because when it started, the pastor who started the church, they didn't start it alone. Yeah, he had two pillars by his side. Yes. When you find anyone who is doing something and he's like a soloist, yes, alone. You see, I've got pastors here who are going to start regional satellite churches and headquarters. Don't dream of starting it alone. Don't do that. Because alone means that whatever you are going to do is useless. Because a man at his... thank you, Holy Spirit. That is too much. I have to control myself. You see, one of your most powerful gifts in life should be the gift of bringing people around you to do what you are doing. And to do that, you have to believe this verse, that your best state is useless. Can I have other translations? Our regular or the new computer doesn't have other versions. Yes. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath. Yeah, which is true. A mere breath means that it is so short-lived. You see, so your efforts don't go far. That is why even when you have this FM and radio stations, and so they have got repeat stations, because your friend is saying, that station, the original place where they are broadcasting, the things coming from there are not too powerful. So they have repeat stations. Repeater, I think they call it. Is it repeater? Or repeater stations. So it picks it and also multiplies it. Because your effort, can I have the New Living Translation? Each of us is but a breath. The Message Bible. If you can't find it. My life is string too short to be saved. NIV. Everyone is but a breath. Even those who seem secure. Do you have the New International Reader's Version? NIRV. He doesn't have it. So every man at his best, that's why the Bible says that one shall put to flight 1,000, but two will put to flight 10,000. Today, the best advice I'll give you before the meeting ends is that don't attempt solo efforts. You see, you will read in the news that somebody flew solo across the Atlantic. It's not true. You see that somebody sailed solo. All those solo things, it's not true. Even a soloist, it's not true that it's a soloist, because there are instruments backing the person. So when you are starting something, and you are, your mind is that you are doing it alone, you are winning souls. Like, not when I say something, I mean you are starting a church, a bar center, and you have gone to the mountains for 40 days to wait on God, and you start moving alone. You are demonstrating that you are likely to be having a mental condition. Nobody in the Bible worked alone. So today, I really feel that if I don't give this teaching, the failure in you will express itself. And some of you are about to be disgraced. You're about to be disgraced. Some of you may easily have to return the appointment you have. Because you see, that's why I'm teaching this, because I'm trying like a father to save you. I can see something ahead. I can see something ahead. And what I see is not too nice. I can see embarrassment ahead. That's why I want to beg you to please listen. Just listen and believe that God is speaking to you. Because already I'm seeing stigmata of failure and disappointment. Already. You know, so if the Lord was able to bring you here this evening, then you are enjoying the audiovisual dimension of this transmission. Everybody else is going to enjoy the audio dimension, which is not very, very powerful. You are seeing me talking to you. and you are listening to me, that one potentiates the power of what is coming to you. Yes. So listen very carefully. This evening, I'm saying it in English, that I want to teach you how not to work alone. In the ministry, you work by raising pillars. So we are back to the fifth point. Pray for and recruit pillars. This is how Jesus began his ministry. As early as Mark 1. As early as Mark 1, verse 16. Early, you see Jesus Christ moving around, walking by the Sea of Galilee. I mean, you must be moving around, not looking for members, but looking for pillars. He saw Simon. You will know soon that Simon was a pillar. And Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishes. 17. And Jesus said to them, come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. I will make you to become pillars. So this evening, I'm going to show you how to turn fishermen into fishers of men. Yes. How to turn fishermen into fishers of men. Your ministry will advance to the degree that you have raised pillars. When we sit in a meeting and we are looking at data and we are looking at your numbers that are floundering and your numbers that are so abysmally pathetic, we will say in our heads that this person doesn't know how to look for help. Because every great person, if you want to be great, Galatians chapter 2 verse 9. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. Right there, you are seeing that they are saying that, you know something, you go to this side, we will also take this side. These guys, and the word used to describe them is that they seemed to be pillars. Pillars say to you that, you know something, take this side. And we are also taking the side. You have these meetings with them, but we are going to get the members and bring them, and have this rehearsal with them. But we are going to recruit and train shepherds for you. They said that we. This is Paul is speaking. He said that we should go to the heathen, but they to the circumcision. That's why he used a word. The word is pillars. Who seem to be pillars. Anytime you see things which are small and are not working well, you are looking at something being done by one man. You are looking at something being done. Sometimes you will see that there are 20 people in the system, but really they are one, because they are as useless as one person. And then one, you see, everything I'm saying, I have the picture in my mind. I have the situation in my the time in my life when I experience it. You see that you are doing something with six shepherds and it's going on at a certain rate. Then one shepherd comes to add, then the thing just escalates. No king, no leader stands alone. I don't know what type of Bibles they have there, but I'm reading 2 Kings 23. Verse 3. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and statutes with all their hearts and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the book. And all the people stood to the covenant. Other translations say, the New International Reader's Version says, then all the people committed themselves to the covenant as well. The Message Bible says, the people stood in affirmation. Their commitment was unanimous. That's the Message Bible. Their commitment was unanimous. But you will notice that any leader who is able to get everybody involved is standing by a pillar. Every king has a pillar he stands by. And when you are a leader and you don't have a pillar, the people don't follow you. So a pillar is not a member. The king had members and citizens, and then a pillar he stood by. One of the prayers we are going to pray in this season is that God should bring pillars into our basantes, into our church. Yes. And to have a pillar, there are things to do. Pillars don't arrive as pillars. Pillars are constructed. Yes, pillars are constructed. But before I go on, I want to quickly show you 5 types of pillars you need for your ministry before we even go on. 5 types of pillars. If you are a leader, if you are a proper leader, if you're a proper leader, there are 5 types of pillars you must pray for and recruit. So you see right there, even the topic is pray for. Yes, because they come as a result of prayer. The first type of pillar you need as a shepherd, as a pastor, as a leader is a pastoral pillar or a shepherdorial pillar. And you must pray that God will give you a pastoral pillar, like a pillar you can depend on to pastor the people. Somebody who in your life exists as a helper in the shepherding of the people. A lot of us here, when it comes to your bus center, that's why, well, we are going to, you see, this church, this service is behind the work in the cathedral by a few steps. But we'll catch up. Yeah. In this cathedral now, there's nothing like a bus center with a bus center leader. every bacenta has got two other bacenta shepherds with him who are his pillars. So every bacenta of 12 members has got effectively three shepherds. Effectively, three shepherds. But you are not there because you are also now starting. But we'll get there. There's nothing happening here that will not happen there. And even more. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, you see that a great man of God like Paul is talking about his pastoral pillar. The New Living Translation. New Living Translation. If the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. You are sitting here, you are trying to do ministry, you call yourself a shepherd, and you don't have a Timothy. Now, who is a Timothy? A Timothy is somebody you can send to solve a problem for you. I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up. See, that's a pillar. Somebody you can depend on. A help you can depend on. Because even Paul, at his best, is useless. Yes. Paul is Paul with his how many letters in the New Testament? Not because he did that alone. In fact, even the churches he wrote those letters to, he had pillars there who were pastoring them. If he had no pillar, he was going to he write the letter into the sea. There is no one who is doing something and the person is alone. And those who understand this, even the things they do secularly don't collapse. They don't collapse. I mean, if the UD was a secular organization, you are sure it's going to be on. Because the church is actually built on the principle of pillars, pillarization. Then when he comes, he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. Verse 20. I have no one else like Timothy. That's a pillar right there. Who genuinely cares about your welfare? I've got people in my life I'm working, but there's no one like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. Verse 21. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you will learn it. That as you grow up in the ministry, you are going to have people, a lot of people, they are in your life. But when you are looking for a human being, you can't find anybody. Because the people are literally useless as far as the real vision of building and growing and making things happen is concerned. You will live to see people who are very, very fired up, very zealous and energetic in their personal life. But in the church, they are like some phlegmatics who don't know what to do. They don't even understand English. Meanwhile, they are giving speeches in town. All the others care only for, I'm talking about pillars. One of them you will need is a shepherdorial or a pastoral pillar of the order of Titus or Timothy. There are not many. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. 22. But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with the father. He has served with me in preaching the good news. 23. I hope to send him to you. I mean, as you are doing the work, you will discover after just 10 days that you will need somebody you can send. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. There's nothing like Paul. If there's no Timothy, no Titus, no Philemon, these are pillars. There's nothing like Paul. Mention any great man of God you know. He is being propped up. We are all propped up by a scaffolding of pillars. Without them, we fall like a piece of rag. That's why I'm going to show you tonight how to generate pillars. The second pillar you need for your ministry is apostolic pillars. Luke 10 and verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them. And sent them two and two before his face. Luke 10 and verse 1. And sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. There's a Titus who goes to a place to just care for the people. Like when he's there, the new converts are taught and followed up and they are established. Everybody else just take the converts to a room and leads them to town that they should go back to town. You don't care about them. Yeah. Everybody else. But if it is to care for the people, there is a Timothy. Now, Jesus also, when he needed someone to send to do the ministry before he even came to the place. And look at it very well. He had the 12, but he also appointed 70 other people. So this group did not include Nathaniel, Philip, James, Judas, John, and all these guys. There was another group. You see, as a leader, you are going to come to the point where you would realize that you will have different groups for different fruits. There are different pillars. But the problem we have now is that we try to make people into pillars in areas where their grace doesn't extend. I mean, when I was in my former church, I told someone that this person I appointed a pastor, I shouldn't have appointed him a pastor. He shouldn't be a pastor. He's a very, very, very great person. Very, very, very great person. But he's not a pastor. It's in a pastoral type. But people like titles. So depending on what you are looking for, what you are doing, there are pillars. So when we say recruit pillars, you see, if it's a bar center of 3 members, then the pillars are just to do 1 or 2 things. But I'm talking about as your things grow, you will need pillars for different purposes. Someone you send to go and care for people. These are some people you send to go and prepare a place for you. Yeah, these are pillars. And they are apostolic because, in fact, they are waiting to be sent. Many times I go to First Love and I meet very powerful guys. Oh, I didn't know you were here. So, oh no, I just came. I'm waiting to be sent. I'm waiting for my next assignment. There are a lot of them there. They are just there waiting. Where is it? Nicaragua or Sierra Leone? I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for you to send me. Anywhere. Number 3. The third pillar. Are pillars that give guidance or counsel. It's a pillar. The king stood by a pillar. Pillars They are not pastoral. They are not whatever, but they give advice. Such pillars are like fathers or more experienced people in your life. And if you are a Bacenta leader, you must have somebody who advises you, who guides you. At a certain level, you may not even have the privilege to sit with somebody, but that is when you have your favorite preachers you listen to, because they are preaching advises you. So everybody must have that. So when you say a pillar, it may not be a human body with kidneys and liver sitting in front of you. It can be a book written by a specific person. So this person is a pillar in my life because his words guide me. You see, without anyone to guide you in the things you are doing, your ministry will become a disaster. Which is the experience I have had for some years. I've had people working with me who would not take my advice as they are with me. In fact, if I give a piece of advice, they exist to criticize the advice and fight it. That's my experience. Yours is different, I know. Then you find other pastors and other leaders and whatever far flung away who are eating my words. When they hear that I have coughed, something very nice and special. That's what the Bible says, that a prophet has honor, except that it is in his house that is useless. And you see, wherever there is a guide or a counselor and people don't take him, you see, you must learn. It's a very fine ability, fine art. You must learn to be able to be near something that is great and continue to see the thing as great. Some of you are going to marry a woman who is very great. You should be able to see and value and appreciate that my wife is a great woman. My husband is a great man. Don't wait for outsiders to celebrate what you have. That you are the only accursed person who can see that there's something great, but others are seeing it. Don't do that. Try. It's not easy. It means you must overcome one of the evil spirits in the world called familiarity. Familiarity. I mean, how is it possible that you are a lady pastor and you have got me preaching to you and you can't produce anything sensible? Every day excuse this and that. But a lady pastor who is very far is listening, sending notes, sending pictures. I've done this with what you said. I heard you in the podcast saying this. I've done this. How is it possible that I am with you? You are a reverend and there's nothing happening in your church. But there are reverends who are building big, big churches with what you are hearing. Micah chapter 4. Verse 9. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken over, have taken thee as a woman in travail. Have you seen a woman in labor before? A woman who is about to deliver. Oh, you must believe God and see one. No. It's painful. It's something. It's not something light. Yeah. And there are leaders in the church whose ministries are like a woman in travail. Painful ministries. And Micah, by prophecy, is asking that. Normally, people like this, their king has died, or the one who counsels them has perished, maybe car accident. So they are not with a king. So he's asking that, I'm seeing something wonderful. Is your king with you? Because somebody who was a counselor doesn't have such a problem. Somebody who is being advised won't be crying aloud in pain. You see, as we go on, some of you, your ministries, your basentes will be disasters. You see, a pillar is something you build for yourself. I'm going to show you how to build. If you don't have a pillar, it means you didn't build one. You didn't organize one. That's that God comes and he's just sharing pillars. It's not just share. Oh, you got three. You have to know. Anybody who has a pillar, develop the pillar. So even we can tell what type of pastor you are, what type of shepherd you are, by the people you have raised. Yes. We know you are lightweight because there's not substantial. There's area boys who are carrying your chairs up and down. Just use physical strength. Not people you can even chat with. To be great. 1 Samuel chapter 10. First Samuel 10, look at verse 8. This is a man who was originally looking for asses. This is Saul. He was originally looking for asses and donkeys, which were lost. But he met a prophet called Samuel. Now, in verse 8, you see right there, look at it. Verse 8. He says, you shall go down. This is Samuel advising Saul. Say pillars. Yes. Without Samuel advising Saul, I mean, he won't know what to do. One of your greatest blessings in life is to be told what to do. He said, you shall go down before me to Gilgal. And surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days. Look at it. I was reading it to you. First Samuel 10, verse 8. Thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal. And behold, I will come down. This is a senior prophet talking to some area boy looking for asses and doesn't know what he's about, which is how all of us are. All of us don't know ministry till we meet somebody. But I'm saying that one of the pillars you must organize, say organize. Organize. You must organize a pillar in your life, somebody who guides you. He said, I will come down to you to offer burnt sacrifices. And to sacrifices of peace offerings. Watch it. 7 days shall thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. Wait for me till I come. Wait for me till I come. It's like, whatever you are going to do should be something I have guided you to do or instructed you to do. Wait for instructions. But what is the experience now? There are people, when you even instruct them, they don't even do it. It's not important to them. But he was saying, and no wonder, No wonder this man, this Saul guy, looking for donkeys and asses. By verse 10, look at verse 9. When they came to the hill, behold, a company. And so it was that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. Verse 10. And when they came to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he prophesied among them. If you go earlier up, you will see that Samuel told him exactly. You will meet people. They will be carrying bread. They will give it to you. Receive it. Don't say, I don't like bread. You will meet these people. Join them. Ministry is done with instructions. Ministry is done with somebody who has done what you have done before and has done it better than you and tells you, do this, don't do that. But what happens is that there are people who just don't want to take advice. Sometimes it's pride, which is there, but the biggest one is laziness. Yes, laziness. When a person is lazy, even if you tell him, do this, he won't do it. They are always coming around. Like, I have a group. Just yesterday, yesterday I did something. 3 or so, 4 weeks ago, I dissolved the group. I scattered them. I removed all of them. It is yesterday I got a list of those working well. Yeah, you'll be surprised that you will be in first place, but you will suddenly realize that but this page, that nothing has been posted there a while. Yes. A new one has been formed. Yes. And you are not a part of it. Yes. It's called outer darkness. Outer darkness is not hell. Outer darkness is a part of heaven, but it is outside. Nothing is happening there. You are outside looking in. I'm telling you, see, in Genesis 4, Cain was told that if you do what is right, you will be accepted. You will be accepted. Acts 10. 37, I think. He said, God is no respecter of persons. 38. I'll ask them 38. Let me see. Acts 10, one of those. Is it 9? Yeah, 9. Is it 9? No, not 9. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation. I mean, even this stereotype meeting I'm having is going to change. It's not everybody I will go there. I'm going to have this meeting in an office with a few people. Come on. Yes. Everything starts with a crowd. Everything starts with a crowd. I'm watching carefully who you must ask yourself, what will let me move from here and be standing in some hot building having a church service? I'm doing something. I'm doing something. That group, they were very surprised. They were very surprised. I never made that. Only yesterday, I got an instruction that I now want this, and this. In every nation, the one who fears him and works and does what is right, very soon, you'll be in the first work service. but you are outside looking into a group. You see that on Sundays, you can even be busing, but you don't have any meeting with me. Yeah. In fact, I may even choose not to have a physical meeting, but have a Zoom meeting. You won't even know where we are meeting. Yes. And I'm telling you, whether you are a reverend, I've got reverends, lady reverends, pastors, lady, it's not about titles. It's about people who are actually producing things that we use to build. Then there'll be other meetings because the pillars are not only pastors. I'm about to show you. The pillars are not only pastors. This meeting is a meeting of all leaders together. But there are differences in pillars. I've attended meetings. Bishop is having said, no, Dr. Go, you can't be here. And I walk out. Because he's doing something. But if you are not a certain type of leader, you understand. My father is having a meeting, so let me go and sit there and listen. No, it's not like that. It shows that you are very low. Mm-hmm. He said, you can't be here. And it's true. It's true. The Bible says, many are called. First Works is going to be a very, very different church, but not with you. If you are going to be a part of it, then you must change yourself to be a different person. Because how you are, you will not fit into the picture. You will not fit. Yeah. I mean, as I've brought Reverend George now into this, we are going to be moving in such a way that if you are a certain type of person, you may even have a confrontation with him. Yes. Because he will not accept a certain way of working. He will not accept, and I like him because he's just like me. He's just like me. But mine, there is this type of fatherliness and father, family. But he is like, no, you can't come. You can't. We are going somewhere. You can't come. Based on this, I'm sorry. Because he doesn't know anybody. Doesn't know anybody. Many people are called. And that is what God does. He calls many people. But to be chosen, it depends on you. You can be called, but your behavior and your things will make it impossible for you to be chosen. So the first pillar is the pastoral pillar. Second pillar is the apostolic pillar. Find them, because if you don't have these types of pillars, you will not do well. You will not do well. I'm teaching you how to be great, because this league is a premier league. Mm-hmm. Number three, pillars who provide guidance. They guide you. It says, 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do. Then number four. The fourth type of pillar is the administrative pillar. Or helps pillar. They are not there to preach or teach. They are there to organize things and make things happen. They are so pillar. Now, if a leader, I told somebody something very, very powerful. I said to the person that, you know, if in your church you are not doing a lot of things, you will find certain people useless. If the things you are doing are only two things, in your church, or three things, you will find a lot of useless people, because you see, God has many children, and the more things you do, the more everybody has something he can also do. Uh-huh. But it is when your life is only basenta. That is when you have, now you must squeeze everybody to become a basenta leader. Mark 6:39. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them. You see that Jesus Christ did not just, he didn't work a miracle of multiplying bread out of nothing. The people sitting there had been arranged, and he didn't arrange them. There are people who are also going to be in your life. Some of them, they can't even read. To read English, they can't read, but they can look for a meeting place for you. They can arrange chairs for you. They can go to a carpenter and make a lectern and bring it with their energy for you to put your Bible upon it and preach. Yes. But if all you are doing is just doing teaching, but you look at how many people have even been to school? Some of you have got people. Amongst us here, I see people who speak nicely. Sisters with nice voices. You look at their basenta work. Useless. But they can be useful somewhere. That is why one of the greatest inventions of all time in the body of Christ is shabby shepherding must go. That you have about 25 or 24 different things you can do to allow everyone to have something to do. If the whole church was PV, look, there are some people in the church, they don't even pray, but they can weed the grass. So keep them around. They are carnal, they don't pray, but you can't kill them. So because of them, you must remove the stones you have used down there and plant grass so they can have something to do in the area. So they can be around. Yeah. Otherwise, Cecilia, you will throw people away. Always remember my face. Anytime you are going to label someone useless, remember me, that I'm talking to you, that it's because you are not doing many things. The person may be useless with respect to growing a percentage, but may not be useless with respect to going to see people to get their houses for meetings. Wow. Wow. The king stood by a pillar. If you are building a world, and you have only yourself to do everything, you have set up yourself for failure. Number five. What's pillar number one? you send him there to care for the people, to shepherd them. Number two is what? People you can send to go somewhere and do some work that you are going to do. They go to you send them, go and prepare the place for me. I'm coming. Number three is what? Pillars that give guidance or counsel. Some of them may not be human beings. Some of them are a book you must be reading constantly. Or somebody whose messages you should be listening to. That's a pillar in my life. It's a guidance pillar. Number four is what? Yes, helps. They organize, they arrange chairs, they get this, they go here, they go here, they go on errands. Christ, these 12 disciples, have you not noticed that even one doesn't see a lot of them? There are 12, but I can only, I don't know, I can't count even five who are into teaching and preaching and their thing. The rest of them, I don't know. But we know that he had people he was sending to buy meat. We know people he was sending to, among the 12. We know people he was sending to arrange the people. So not all of them. Maybe John, Matthew, Medista, a few of them, Peter, were the ones in the system who were teaching. Because I'm saying that I don't know what the letter according to Bartholomew. But we know that in John 4, they had gone to buy Wache to come. They can organize meat. And a pastor has to eat. So if the person who must bring the food, you are forcing him to be a basenta leader, you are going to create a crisis. And that person also, when you are making the person a reverend, he must say that, please, even remove the title pastor. But people like titles, but they are useless with the pastor title. Yes. I mean, as I'm appointing you a pastor, you should say that, news of me, I am into organizing things, saying, watch it, buying, and a pastor doesn't buy watch it. When we make you a pastor, we expect you to have a congregation. You are preaching, you are growing it, you are counseling, you are building, not watch it. So you should be saying that, no, please, you know, I want to resign. Oh, you don't seem to understand what I'm saying. There were powerful disciples. We don't hear about them, but we know that people, the upper room, it was for somebody. One of them, two of them went to negotiate for the room. The ass he sat on. Yes. It's only in Acts that Peter stood up to be a preaching Peter. We know that he's now preaching the word. But not all the 12 are known to be preachers. And the last, just five for tonight before we are going to the second part. The last part is pillars that supply needs of the ministry. Pillars that supply the needs of the ministry. They are there. You will see that he has written a book. Or he's whatever. He's preaching somewhere. But they are just there. They are also there. They are pillars. But they are just there to provide things. You want this? All right. Luke chapter 8, verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. You must have pillars in your life who minister money for buzzing. You must raise them. You must raise them. Once a while, you find somebody who can preach and teach and also organize money. But everybody must understand that if you are a shepherd in a bar center, one of the pillars you need should be your uncle in Bekwai, who sends you 50 Ghana every month. It's a pillar. If that pillar collapses, your basin ministry collapses and your church is empty. And they are not always women. In Matthew 27, verse 57, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. There's no book of Joseph of Arimathea. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. You never see this man's name anywhere except Matthew 27. He has finished his work. But he's a pillar in the ministry of Christ. Matthew and Peter, I mean, they didn't even have tombs. Yeah, you must listen. I'm telling you that very, very soon you will be outside looking in. Yes. You can hear me also. Edward Dako. Yes. Very soon. You'll be outside looking in. It's today that we are having a meeting right here, open space. You can come in and so on. Soon. Yeah. My meetings will be invitationals. Because you see, there's a meeting I'll be having. He will be there. But you won't be there. And I'll be having a meeting with you also. And he will not be there. Then once a while, we all come together with a microphone and we are just learning general English words in the Bible. But anybody building will have steel benders who don't do carpentry work. And carpenters who don't do steel bending. And masons who don't. Who are not electricians. If you don't know and you make a mason an electrician, you will live in the house. I want you to stand to your feet. Before we go to the second part, I want you to pray. What's the first pillar? Yeah. Because Jesus Christ said we should pray. In Matthew 9:38. But the people are not going to come as pillars. The next phase, the next session we are having is how to convert the people who are going to come into pillars. Now, the first point in the second session is prayer. So that's the second point. How to create pillars. Number one is to pray. So we are now coming to practice it. We are going to pray that God will give you, Uncle Francis, people you can send. People who can organize things for you. People who can send you a little money for basin. People who can supply a tomb. In your case, who can supply a hall for a satellite church. Without that, you alone, you can't do much in the ministry. Begin to pray right now. Pray for pillars. Pray for pillars.
Lord, send pillars into my life, my ministry, my bar center. Kivu shed the bush. Vini mo keveso di vakaso di vekeso di brini moha.
Pillars that supply the needs, not the meat.
Leva kaso di vakadava seni maha. Lord, send them, Lord. Liva kayaba, live koshini ma prakadaba, leva da baba kadoshi de veka sonima prekedosh, imvini mo kavadoshe veke salabaha. Oh Lord, makadaba sana makadosha, rivadaba, live kesonima, leva da bakadobo shini mekadaba, leva di makason televeka salaba, rimbika son dilivika salaba. Impeledoshi prekesonima, liva katonima, kevedede prinimona, live kasha diveka sonima. Oh Jesus, send them Lord, pastoral pillars, kadivanama, apostolic pillars, liva sondiba, live kedoshi predimona, liva kadaba, sindive kadaba, revedoshi impalava, limpekedoshi vakadaba. Legedo shim prekadava, mandivika shun tevedose, livakadaba, livikatonima, legedevo shapanima, liveketayama, limakapayama, livekashonima, zendivikatonimi prakadosha vebe, livakadaba, likadaba, shendimanama, likadavo shendilibakadaba, rivadimo keprinimo shevedebe, legedo. De Becadaba Sintivicato Sifrida, Bindimo Keve de Be Sindi Badoshe, Ravadima Capadimo Kevedusa, O Vinimo Keve Sanama, Revedima Sonima, Kedebe, Rimpandia, Riva Casana Macadose, Riva Labacadaba, Mim Peledoshe, Riva di Macadaba Sendibe, Riva Dinos, Macadava, Bindivo Kesonima. Rembi makatoni mo sheveke sonima panima impele kosini manama impele katoni mo kedebe andi makadaba sandi vekose makadaba sindelebe kinima reva doshem palaba kevandi mona reva shon tekedose reva lama kedevose rempa kadaba leka sonima. Livani makasoni mekadaba, live ketonima, live kabayaba, likadoshi telebe, limpakadaba, live kasonima, likadavo shaba, the grace, the ability, oh God, to convert the ordinary members, Lord, to into pillars in the name of Jesus. Ravadaba sonima kadavose, leve kasanama, prinimona, leva kasha deve, pranimanama, ziketonima. Lekedaba, Shendima, Sandiveka Tayaba, Levakadaba, Ravani Moshevelebe, Repakato Shevelebe, Manti Levena, Repakatayama, Sandiveka Shonima, Oh, Vini Mekabalama, Legedo Shapani Manama, Lekadavo Shandama, bring them Lord, send them Lord. Likadavosha, Rekadaba, Likadaba, Liveshonima, release, O God, help us, release, O God, Piles, Makadaba, Livakashonima, Ravadaba Shanama, Liketonima, Ravadaba, Vinimo Kevedo Sheprekidiba, Revanama Kadevo Shepenimona, Zandive Kedebe, Ripakadoshe, Ravadama Sindi Mekadaba, Leketeya Vadu Shimpalaba. Send help us, O God. Send pillars, O God. Likadaba, Shindi Veka Sontebe, Ravadi Makapani Mokevedose, Ravadi Makadaba, Zindi Veka Toshe, Mindi Vika Tovini Moshini Manama, Zimbele Katoshe Velebe, Zandi Veka Toni Mokevedoshapa, Randi Meni Monemene Zandi Veka Doshe. Oh Jesus, Likadaba, send them, Lord. Send them, Lord. Release helpers, O Lord. Release pillars. Makadavosha, Rekadose, Rakadavosha Nima. Gather them, O God, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. O God, gather them. Send them, Lord. Rivash. Sonima, Regadeto Shipani Monima, Zandive Katayama Sandilebe, Rakatonimo Shevini Manama, Zindile Katayama, Refedimo Kadaboshe, Le Kadaba, Mandive Kasonima, Ravinima, Kededoshe, Ravanima, Zi Impayaba, Revakashon Pi Inte, Zadiva Kadaba Sindivonima, Refedima, Keta Sonima, oh Jesus, Mandiva Kasanima, Revinimo Sediba, Revinima Shadaba, Lipinimona, Ripinimona, Ripinimona, Zendive Katonima, Zendive Kapa Inde, Ravadaba Sonima, send them, Lord, release them, O God. Release helpers, release pillars, O Lord. Makadaba into the work we are doing, O God. Makadavosha, Revanama, touch their heart, O God. Touch the heart of men, O God, to come and help, O God. Zini masalaba, revedebo shani manama, lekadedo shibra inama, zintereva shalama, gather them, O God. Rebadi Moshe, rebadi Moshe, rabadi makatosheve, zantive katini moni vini zindia. Oh, vini mana, vini mana, vini mana, zentile katayama, lekadabadi Moshe peni. Manama, Levadima Kadoshe, Levadima Sandiboshe, Ravadima Kadava, O Zini Makapa, Refinimo Zimpi Gaduze, Levedebe Kadaba Sinima, Impekatoshi di Impedi Kadosi, Pinimo Kadavo Shandini Mandia, Le Kadaba Zindimona. Zindimona, Revedima Sandiboshe, Randima Katonima, Revedebe, O God, Mandiboshe, Zandiva Kadaba, Rekadaba, Likadaba, Zinimona, Likadaba, Mandidemona, Legadevadimo Shanama, Ze Impekedebe, Likadaba, Zindimanama, Likadaboshi Impedivunia, Prinimo Kevedo Shampenima. Sandive Katayaba, Leka Payama, Zi Impayama, Leka Payama, Levedebe, Impakatoshe, Sandive Katonima, Lekadaba, Zindivi Katoshe, release helpers, O Lord. Release pillars, O God. Mashadive Kasaba, Rabadama, Livekosebe, gather them, O God. Mahantivoshe, release them, O God. We pray, O God, for the release of pillars. Help us into the ministry, into the work we are doing, O God. Zandive Kadaba, Revashonima, Zendive Kadaba, Revinima, Makashonima, Zekedebe.
Amen. Please be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.